P.V. Sundareshwar is an associate professor at the School of Mines and the state climate scientist. He says activism calls attention to climate and can encourage decision makers and stakeholders to take action. But he says the population needs to learn to adapt to climate change and its impacts. Sundareshwar says it's important to change the tone of the discussion and not vilify the energy companies who have to be at the table to find solutions.
Clearly, most of these energy companies do see the writing on the wall, that it's a finite resource, that it is going to get exhausted. And they are interested in their long-term survival. So they will diversify in trying to identify alternate sources of energy.
Sundareshwar says the second half of the solution lies with citizens who need to make drastic changes in their energy consumption. Darren Claybo agrees that solutions have to be found at the grassroots level. He is the state fire meteorologist and a mines faculty member.
Western South Dakota, there's no getting around the fact that on average we're 4 degrees warmer now than we were 100 years ago. That's climate change. Our climate is changing. We need to figure out the causes. I think it's anthropogenically driven, but I still think there's some room for some more science in there.
Claybo says when people build in an ecosystem such as one that needs fire as a cleansing factor, those people need to realize fire is necessary and find the resiliency to withstand it rather than to try to change the ecosystem. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.